Welcome to Radio Boomers Live, otherwise known as RBL, a show that incorporates baby boomers and millennials' ideas and perspectives.
With the hottest news, reviews, and interviews, and guidance on the transition of brick and mortar to click and order. And now I'm proud to introduce former veteran, military police, and a member of Knights of Columbus, my dad, James Zuli.
And my son, chairman and CEO of Easy Way Network, known as the Digital Dick Clark, Eric Zuli.
Around the world, good morning to our Easy Way family, and good morning to, as I always say, our online superstar, mega host of the show, Eric Zuli, otherwise known as Easy.
Eric, stop saying.
Are you ready to rock and roll today?
I am the superstar
you're the host. Superstar host with the most. And Eric, I'll tell you what, there's so much technology going on today. I don't know how you keep up with it all, but you know what? If people don't keep up with the new events and everything that's going on, especially with our new friend coming into the picture, Mr. AI Bot, you're going to fall behind, aren't you?
Well, Mr. AI, Dad, is definitely my best friend. I'm sure everybody's best friend. And if he's not, you need to befriend Mr. AI or Mrs. AI as much as you possibly can. But welcome, everybody, to Radio Boomers Live. This is a live broadcast every Monday, 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. And you can find us by Googling Easy Way Radio on Amazon Radio,
radio
Music,
yeah.
iHeartRadio. Spotify, Player FM, and we've been picked up by so many others. But ultimately, you just go to rbllive.com, and you will see the show, Radio Boomers Live. You just click on the play button, and the show is always live, and it is very fantastic, interactive show as well. So
the most
it's
so interactive. It's amazing, this interactive. And, you know, you have one of the most interactive online platforms with the podcast that you do, the pitch party, and, you know, it's just very impressive. And the technology you use, I'm not just saying that, but, you know, it's fancy stuff, all this way you post.
Well,
now,
Dad, we just added, I'm really excited to let everybody know, we just added the buy now button to everybody's profile and podcast, and we're working on interactive chat next. We're going to make it very interactive and fun for all of our listeners on Easy Way Podcast. So many awesome updates. But guys, if you don't have an account yet with Easy Way Network, make sure you go to Easy Way Network, letter E, letter Z, W-A-Y, network.com. Use the invite code Easy Way and set up your own profile and boost your business, your visibility, your credibility like nobody's business. We have over 3,000 members, 10 million viewers and growing, 700,000 listeners on the show, podcast, and we promote people like crazy on Easy Way News. That online newspaper is really, really blowing up. But we're going to go commercial break, Dad, and when we come back, we're going to have Hot Topics, which is
news
and reviews and all the everything going on. You can also get that on Easy Way News. .com. And then after that, we're going to have our special guest, Dante Obligation, danced with
Mr.
Soul Train.
Cool.
And he is our lead journalist for Easy Way News. And his history, his family, his story is pretty amazing. So don't go anywhere, guys. Everybody, we're going to learn a little bit more about Dante Obligation. And he's been part of our team for quite some time.
Oh, Dante's been one of the courageous. Oh, yeah.
Close to 10 years. So we're going to go commercial break, and we'll be right back with Hot Topics.
Hey, Easy Way Radio listeners. Create your free account on easywaynetwork.com. Use the invite code EASYWAY or refer back to the person that referred you to us. Connect with us by texting EASYWAY, letter E, letter Z, to the number 59925. Get top flight promotion from the best in the business and help with stages and events. Get promotion on Easy Way Magazine, Easy Way Radio, Easy Way TV, and join our pitch party every other Thursday for the best lead generation and follow-up opportunities. We also have business tools that can help you automate and digitize your business for more results the easy way. Once you create your account, you can set up your profile and connect with our close to 4,500 high-quality members. We'll see you there.
All right, so time for Hot Topics. And guys, make sure that you email us at easywayfamily@gmail.com if you like what you hear.
Ripped from the headlines, today's Hot Topics.
First day of summer, everybody knows, was June 20th, and now we're fourth day into summer. And we're feeling the heat here. They say, the experts say, that it's historic temperatures. High temperatures continue and continue breaking records across the U.S. and actually around the world. And we're in a 12-month period of record-breaking temperatures globally, well, with some of them reaching up to like the kind of temperature you'd turn the oven up to if you want to bake something, 134 degrees in Death Valley. But, you know, that's not like that everywhere. A lot of places do get up to 95, 100, 105 degrees, 110. That's pretty hot. And then you have, you know, you got to be careful because people can get sunstroke in that. So you got to stay indoors or, do you know, go to a shopping center. That's one way to be cool if you don't have air. Okay, so we have some storms coming up right now as far as it affects the weather. This hot temperature affects the weather, so there's going to be some storms coming up in the Midwest area. Supreme Court to discuss state restrictions on gender-affirming care for the youth, and with the borders open, mass amounts of people crossing over, some good people, some bad people. You know, so the good ones, they want a better life, but unfortunately they sneak some bad dudes in there. And there's been a series of mass shootings across the U.S., and a lot of them are identified as these people that I came across. Auto Nation, your auto dealers, along with a lot of auto dealers, they got a big setback with the CDK on the cyber attacks. The computer hack has affected thousands of auto dealers across the nation, and it's difficult to find these hack situations they have, and it's upsetting their shipping and all that kind of stuff. So it's a tough thing to wake up to in the morning, especially when you have a situation like that. The deli, if you remember, the big cargo ship, 984 feet, been there for a while when it ran into the bridge, and that was if you remember the name of it, the Francis Scott Key Bridge. It was about 3 months ago. It's finally got it to move, and it's sailing on its own power, guided by a couple of tugboats. Next stop is unloading all that cargo and a lot of extensive repairs. Netanyahu says the, one of the final phases in the Gaza war is coming up here, and the officials suggest that the war may soon enter a new phase. The Ukraine's naval drones making headways in the tide of the battle against some key Russian targets. Drone tech is part of the future with the military now. Trump-Biden debate coming up 9 p.m. Eastern time, 90 minutes, moderated by CNN host Jake Tapper. Debate will be available on CNN and streaming platform, formerly known as HBO. Let's see, we got, it's going to be this Thursday, so tune into that. The election coming up, was, of course, everybody knows that, November 5th. And some countries plan to de-dollarize or reduce the dependency on the U.S. dollar, although it's still an essential for global business, according to experts. And it's a it's going to be it's a reserve currency. There'll be nothing's going to be coming in the near future for the dollar disappearing, according to the experts. Boomers still working out. About 35% are actually exercising. And
all right, Dad. Well, it's time for our guest. it's time for our guest. So guys, you know, tune in and really get your pens and paper out. This is the guy that's been with us for a long time, been part of the Easy Way family, formerly danced with Soul Train, and comes with 30 years of experience as a video and photo journalist, writer, producer, and host. And he writes for multiple different magazine cover stories, or has written featured books, bios. He's a writing genius, press releases, web pages, mission statements, and so much more. Now he's the head writer and head journalist for Easy Way News, and he's an industry kid related to legal and political and sports figures and entertainment, and comes from the Los Angeles area, and he's definitely somebody that you guys want to meet and connect with. Look up Dante Obligation on the Easy Way Wall of Fame. Dante, what's up, my man? Welcome to Radio Boomer Live.
Good morning, Dante.
Good morning, everyone. How is everybody today?
Dante, if we sat around watching some of the old video clips that we had, wouldn't that be interesting? And we're planning on doing that sometime. Oh. I mean, Easy Way, we can get together. You are on all kinds of red carpets from the past.
That would be so much fun. Oh, God, that would be so much fun. That would be great. That would be great. I would love to do that. I've been wanting to do that for, 14 years now?
Oh, yeah. We're going to
we'll get
it.
Around
We've been.
It.
It's building up. The anticipation is building. But all of a sudden, I see a clip of you on stage or on the carpet or whatever, you're dancing with this, you're with different celebrities. I mean, what a past. Where do you see Dante's future going now? I mean, you got such a
No. We need to definitely know Dante's story and background, and you know, how did
let's
it all
go backwards, yeah.
start?
Yeah.
Yeah, let's go backwards for sure. Dante, how did it all start with you? I know you were born into the industry, but what was that moment that really just opened the doors for you?
I think it was, open the doors. I would say,
Easy Way.
Easy Way blew it up. Easy Way blew it up. City News International and International News Network opened up the door. I think the first thing we did was we did a Pink Floyd reunion tour, and I want to say K-Rock Radio down in L.A.
So cool.
And first time we're working with Brad Johnson, who got me into City News International, which we ended up rolling into the International News Network, and that was so much fun being in that position. I didn't realize that it would be that much fun. It was interesting because Brad got into it and brought me into it. We were actually loan officers at a mortgage company in Orange County. And he was a part-time journalist, and he asked me if I was interested. So we started talking, and I told him about my life, and he was like, wow, that's pretty interesting. So I got back into it back then. And what it was for me is I remember having a conversation with my dad when I was a young teenager. And I said, Dad, we have a lot of celebrities. And he said, yeah, we do. I said, there's a problem, though. He said, what is that? I said, everyone's growing up. He said, what do you mean? And I said, well, they're getting older, Dad. And he said, so what are you trying to say? I said, well, remember how we were always constantly doing things, and every weekend we were at somebody's house, and every weekend it seemed like something was going on? I said, now that I'm getting into high school, I'm noticing that there's less things going on and there's less time for the family to spend together. And when you're going through so much on a constant basis, like playing Pop Warner football with celebrities' kids, Tina Turner's kids are playing with us, and You start looking around, you start thinking, wait a minute, something's getting ready to happen here. And I remember telling him, and I said, you know what, Dad, I always wanted to be a journalist. You know that. He said, so what's your idea? I said, as we lose contact with these people, as we start to lose contact with these people, as they start to grow away from us, I don't like that. He said, then what are you going to do about it? I said, I'm going to become an entertainment reporter so I can keep all those people right in my orbit. He said, good idea. So that's what I did.
That's a good thing.
It's funny because, you know, when you're on Soul Train, you see these people. When I danced on Soul Train, I had 7 different relatives perform on Soul Train in 7 different bands. everybody knows which bands there are. The solo artists were Phyllis Hyman, Betcha Boy Gollywild off the Norman Conners album, O.C. Smith, two Grammys for Little Green Apples, Cheryl Lynn, Got to Be Real, number one song of the year. Those are the solo artists. Then there was War, there was Radio, there was the Silvers, there was Santana. I had members, relatives in those bands, and of course the Silvers, there's 10 of them. But this was a constant thing. So I remember going to Soul Train every weekend, and I remember watching everyone want to compete to get on the dance floor, and then want to compete to get on camera, and then want to compete to go down the Soul Train line or get on the riser. And I remember watching all that. And I had not seen or known that before, so I started learning right then, hey, this is competitive. But it was funny to me because I had so many relatives performing on there that it was really unimportant to me. So every time we had parties of Fridays and Saturday nights in Beverly Hills and Uncle Ophie Smith's house, I was cherry-picking, Soul Train dancers, and then people come to those parties. And for me, honestly, long story short, I didn't want to lose contact. I was having too much fun. I mean, they taught me how to live the lifestyle of the rich and famous without being rich and famous. They also taught me how to not live for the weekend, which is, one of the chapters in my book, What He Should Tell You. It basically talks about the fact that, everyone likes to live for the weekend, and the problem with the weekend is there's only 2 days on the weekend, 53 weeks, 104 days, pretty big waste of time.
So Dante, I want to go down the road. Thank you so much for sharing. But I want to go down the road of you being an industry kid, you being an industry baby, and your family. I mean, you're related to Dr. Michael Beckwith and multiple different political figures, and a lot of, what was it like growing up as an industry kid? And, just share the stories that you can share from being at a young age to growing into what you're doing now.
Okay. One of my favorites was I was 10, and I had not been to Tina's house yet that I can remember. And so I remember we all walked into Tina Turner's house, and everybody walked straight through the back. And I walked in, and I walked into her dining room, and it was like it was light in there, but it didn't seem like there was any lights on. And I saw these red velvet couches trimmed in gold, and I'd never seen anything like that before, and I just froze. And I thought, oh my God, this is amazing. And I was touching the material, and all the kids went in the backyard and heard this voice behind me say, "You like that, huh?" And it was her. And I was like, "Yes, ma'am, I do." I said, "It lights up the whole room." She said, "Well, actually turn around." So when I turned around, her entire wall was a fish aquarium. I'm 10 years old. I had never seen anything like that before. That totally blew me away. I thought, oh, my God. So I'm standing there watching the fish now. 20 minutes goes by. She walks through the house. She comes back. And when she comes back, she goes, "You're still here?" And I said, "Yes, Ms. Turner. I love this so much." And she said, "Okay, why don't we head out towards the back?" Okay, so she starts walking towards the back door, and I'm still looking at the fish aquarium. I'm not paying attention to her, right? So I walk right into her, right? And she turns around and she goes, "What's going on?" And I said, "I'm sorry, Ms. Turner." She leans down to me and she says, "Do not call me Mrs. Turner." And I said, "Okay." She said, "You call me Auntie Tina." And me being the nervous, proper kid that I was, I said, "Okay, Mrs. Turner." She said, "Boy, if you don't get outside in the back, I'm going to bop you upside your head. Get out of here." That was one of my funny stories. So the very next week, we were walking through the park at Baldwin Hills. I'm 10 years old, right? Her kids are on the football team with me. Michael Beck was on the football team with me. Well, we're all on the team. We got it right. And these kids ran up to her, and they said, "Hey, Mrs. Turner." And I stopped, and I thought to myself, what is she going to say to these kids? She better not say to them what she said to me. That is exactly what I was thinking. I thought to myself, don't you dare say to them what you said to me. They said, "Mrs. Turner, Mrs. Turner." She turned to them and she said, "Please don't call me Mrs. Turner." And I thought, oh, no, you're not. So she says, I was like, all right, that's really cool, because that differentiates the fact that there's a relationship there, and that's just amazing. Yeah. The next one was Bill Cosby's house. The first time I went to Bill Cosby's house, I think I was like 8 or 9. And he kept saying that he had a treehouse in his backyard. All I cared about was his treehouse. That's all I cared about. So we drove up to the top of Beverly Hills. We must have driven past carports. There must have been 32 cars on each side of the carport. So I'm thinking that all these people live here, right? I'm thinking, you know, all these people, right? I had no idea they were all in cars, right? So we enter his property, we go on his property, and I'm like, I'm antsy. I'm just waiting. Can't wait to see the treehouse, right? Their parents are talking, standing around. I'm patting my foot. I'm bored. I'm like, I can't wait to see the treehouse. I remember growing up in Connecticut where we made rickety-rackety treehouses. He goes, you guys ready to go to the treehouse? He's all, we go, yeah. So we all go out in the backyard, right? We walk out in this dude's backyard, man, and I remember this was a long time ago. This was like 1969, okay? So 70, something like that. And I look up in this dude's, I'm like, what? And he goes, there's a treehouse. And I look at my dad, and I said, Dad, what is that? And my dad had this look of amazement on his face. He answered me like a question. He said, it's a treehouse? I looked at Bill and said, that is not a treehouse. And Bill said, yes, it is. I said, no, that's not a treehouse. That is an apartment in a tree. That is not a treehouse. I could not believe that. I couldn't even have fun in it. I didn't even want to go up the stairs. I was like, are you kidding me? Really, dude? I had never seen an apartment in a tree before. It was the craziest thing I'd ever seen. These are the kind of things you see when you're a kid, you know, and you don't, it just blows you away. Like walking into Will Chamberlain's house.
It really does, Dante. And we have another like five, actually about 7 minutes or so. And I want to make sure, and guys, you just got a perfect, just small taste of what's getting ready to come on to Easy Way News. And you guys are literally meeting our like lead interviewer. And when you're a member of Easy Way Network, I mean, and Dante, let's talk about that a little bit. You're a professional interviewer. Like some of the interviews that you've done are with some of the top people. You know,
right.
Talk a little bit about having a vehicle like Easy Way News behind now.
Dude, you know, like I said, when Brad and I went with the International News Network, we had to do everything ourselves. We had no website. We didn't have a fax machine. We were winging it. There were two of us, and we were covering major concert tours, sporting events, annual award shows, and Hollywood premieres and motion pictures on a regular basis. Busy, 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 busy. And then we kind of just 9/11 happened. That's what it was. When 9/11 happened, everything in the country changed. Security around popular events completely changed. All of the photographers and videographers and people, everything just changed, and security just got airtight. So the people that were doing it for the fun, we were part of it for the fun of it. We kind of backed out of it. So now Tino said, hey, I know this guy named Eric Billy. I said, well, who is he? What does he do? So he started talking to me about you and telling me what you did. And I thought, Jesus, he sounds like he's doing the same thing that we used to do. I had no idea that you had it on a whole another level, though. So when I stepped into that, I thought, oh, my God, I wish Eric was back there when we were doing it before. So it was an easy vehicle to step in. I would say that if you're used to being on It's a Small World, after all, at Disneyland, everybody knows that they have fun on It's a Small World, after all, at Disneyland. There is a difference between It's a Small World and Space Mountain, okay? And the difference between the International News Network and Easy Way Broadcasting is It's a Small World and Space Mountain. That's the difference. And Eric, you know, after all these years, when I met you, you know, the tentacles that you had in place were perfect. And as they landed, each tentacle that landed where it did, it started to plant seeds to grow something. And I could see it. I had no idea that you were going to do what you did with it, dude. I'm so amazed by what you are able to do and what you
have been
able to do.
You were quite a host. I remember Graciela Carpet you did. You were natural with the microphone.
When people ask me why you're so good on the red carpet, I tell them, well, you've been around celebrities as long as me, and you understand that they're real people too. The first thing you want to try to do, the first thing I want people to do is laugh. I mean, if we can't laugh, what are we doing? You know what I'm saying? So I'm always, I guess there's like a comedian inside of me. I was always messing around, joking around, and pranks during the kids. So I kind of roll things into comedy as fast as I can, try to make it as funny as fast as I can. The interesting part is when somebody, you have 20 people coming down the red carpet, you know five of them, which means you don't know 15 of them. Well, the 15 that you don't know, you got to have some questions ready for them. My advice to journalists are, be ready. Who are you? Where are you from? Who were your initial influences? How'd you get started? What are you doing now? What's coming up? 6 questions. You know, I can ask those questions and make them last 50 seconds or 50 minutes. Once you realize that they are people too, and you understand, you know, that they have family members and things like that, you can stop talking to them like a fan. Here's my biggest, I'm going to make a critique right now. I shouldn't even do this, but I'm going to do it. My biggest pet peeve with people on red carpets around the planet, they're too much fans. I look at them sometimes, I stand on the red carpet right next to them, and I'm thinking, what did you just ask them? Really? Are you serious? There are kids at home that could ask that question. So I realize that that's a detriment that they don't realize. I wish that they would realize that, because we could get more out of someone coming down the red carpet if you ask them an interesting open-ended question. And if you could find some humor in it, nail them with it. You know what I mean? And it's a far cry from, what are you wearing today? What?
Mm-hmm.
Come
yeah.
on.
So, in fact, Dante, let me go to the hosts and the people that do interviews. I wanted to ask you this question specifically, and we have about another 4 minutes. What
okay.
are like 2, maybe 3 questions that you normally ask that would be like, you know, the holy grail questions for a interviewer to be able to take away from this show?
I would say your initial influences. Who are your initial inspirations? I say influences. I mean inspirations. Who are your initial inspirations? That's huge right there. Who are your initial inspirations? Because when you ask someone who their initial inspirations are, you can kind of figure out where they're coming from. If they're a singer and they say their initial inspiration was Muhammad Ali, that's an athlete. You see what I'm saying? So that singer just went into athletics. You see what I'm saying? So it's an important question to ask people who their initial influences are. Now, what they're doing right now, most people know. Most people know that. What's coming up? It's huge. That's huge. Who are your initial influences? How'd you get started? And what's coming up? Those are huge. If you don't ask those questions, then the audience is not going to get what they're supposed to. Say Bill Clinton's coming down the red carpet. Everybody knows that he's from Arkansas. But do you know what community that he's in? Is in from Arkansas? No. Did you know that he lost to Huckabee twice, and Huckabee's the only person that ever beat him, and he did it twice? Did you know that? A lot of people don't know that. So,
yeah. So who are your initial inspirations? What's coming up?
Mm-hmm.
And what was the third one? How'd you get started?
Yeah, because
I like that one.
It's a different way of getting started, and sometimes your initial influence is how you got started. You see, like some people, their initial influence was a great speaker. Next thing you know, they are a speaker. You see what I mean? So that makes sense. Like some people, you know, can't help someone when they're sick when they're young, and they watch the person pass away. So they grew up to be a doctor. You see what I'm saying? With me, I felt like the fun that I was having was starting to leave. That's what I felt, and it spooked me for a minute.
Dante, I got to ask you the question, favorite moment in your experience with Soul Train? Like, is there a quick little story or a moment you could share that you can remember that was just like something you've never told anybody?
Were you on Easy Street, Dante?
Yeah. He was on that stage at the Los Angeles Convention Center with all of Soul Train. In fact, Dante is the one that helped me bring Soul Train to a lot of the different stages and events and things like that. But again, same question, Dante. What was the best moment you can think of or whole story?
Hey, when my cousin Cheryl Lynn performed If This World Were Mine with Luther Vandross, that floored me. I mean, seeing Foster Silver, the youngest member of the Silver, lead singer on Misdemeanor, our hair was on fire when that kid. We were like, oh my God, Foster, he's singing Misdemeanor. You know, we were all going crazy, right? But when Cheryl sang If This World Were Mine with Luther, man, that was like molasses. I'll never forget that. I thought, wow, what an amazing thing. But the coolest thing about Soul Train wasn't the dancing and it wasn't the performing. I know the dancers would say, Dante, why are you saying that? The coolest thing about Soul Train to me was the people that were backstage. I mean, we would film 2 shows in a day.
Yeah.
Think about it. You got 2 artists per show. You got 2 shows in a day. You got 4 groups there on the same day. It might be the Temptations, the Supremes, the Four Tops, and God knows who else. You know what I'm saying? They're all in the building on the same day. But that's not the interesting part. The interesting part is Richard Pryor, Muhammad Ali, all these people being backstage and stuff and seeing them come through. It was amazing, man. It was amazing. That's why when Arsenio came, a lot of us, you know, breathed a sigh of relief because we knew that, you know, artists would be able to perform that format again. But I'm going to say Cheryl with Luther. I'm going to say Foster doing Misdemeanor because he was young as one. You know, I just was like, Foster? You know, so I think those are probably my two favorite moments right there.
Well, you know what I want to do, Dante, and we are out of time. We have to get to the next segment. But I want to set up a podcast with you. You're going to have your own podcast for Easy Way News. And you could share your 50 years of stories with the Easy Way family. You have so many. But, hey, in closing, you're going to be in charge, really, on the writing and the journalistic aspect and interviewing people inside of the network with Easy Way News. What do you want to say to our Easy Way family and our members in closing? And anything you want to say to your friends or family, go for it.
I would just say, you know, guys, keep it community, because what's happening in the world right now is not fun. I mean, what you see on people's podcasts, everyone's, you know, using dirt on everyone. Everybody wants to be TMZ. Everyone wants to say something negative about someone. That's not going to move us forward. What's going to move us forward is, you know, spreading the love and, you know, like-minded individuals.
Well, yeah,
that's,
we have a positive network.
That's what's going to bring about positivity. The theory of positivity always. Laws of attraction.
All right. Well, thank you.
I'm working on the Honor Thy Father article too. Go ahead.
Oh, yes, and that's what I wanted to. What I was going to ask you is, what article are you working on next? So coming out soon, guys, is the Honor Thy Father for my dad. He got the humanitarian award. We're going to be putting that out on Easy Way News. But Dante's the man, guys, for Easy Way News. So if you want to be interviewed, or you might particularly want to interview him for your podcast, you can reach out to him on EasyWayWallOfFame.com. Look up Dante Obligation. Thank you so much for joining us, Dante. You've been amazing, and I'm looking forward to the future.
Remind everyone to build people as you're interviewing them. As you're interviewing them, build them. Build them. It's okay to look at someone like a relative. It's okay to have family, extended family, and closest friends all be family. That's the way I was raised. Family, extended family, and closest are all family. That's the way I was raised.
Well, we're going to get to Carmelita's Corner now. Dante, please stay with us if you can. Next up is Jim Bannon, one of our gold members. So we're going to go to commercial break. And when we come back, Carmelita's Corner.
Imagine a social network that's based on quality members over quantity, where you can easily find the qualified leads you're looking for, where members treat each other as family and promote each other's projects. Get interviewed, manage your business, and sell your product or service on our new Easy Way store. Let us do the promotional heavy lifting for you. We've created an all-in-one solution with all the tools you would ever need to promote you and your client's business, all accessible by one simple login. Social media done for you. Introducing the new 2022 Easy Way Network with our built-in wall of fame that helps you to search and find that profile you want to network with that matches your business needs while boosting your own notoriety at the same time. This year, we've made it even easier on you. Oh, did we mention you make money? Create your free account today by texting
You are about to experience Carmelita's Corner. Carmelita's song, Rosebud, made it to the top 40s with the godfather of soul, James Brown. She's the founder of the Rose Breast Cancer Society. Now here's your host, Carmelita Pittman.
Hello there, Radio Land. How are you doing today? Okay. I'm waiting for the applause. Waiting for the applause to come to its conclusion is such a wonderful way to start the day, isn't it? I think we should all have an applause button so that when we get up, we can hear that when we get out of bed. But, you know, the most important thing, of course, is to give thanks and praise to the Most High, because, you know, each day that comes is a blessing and it is a gift. So right now I'm going to bring you a gift. I had a most amazing conversation this morning with the most amazing man. His name is Jim Bannon. He is really quite a inventor of sorts. He's come up with so many things. And one of the things that he does is he has invented a way of using digital to invest. Yeah, he does that too. He is an expert on QR code technology. He's a video producer. He has used the digital age to his advantage and for the advantage of others. He's a social media influencer, a national political leader, and he's based out of Arizona and connected to the Arizona Board of Education. He has converted any print material into video. So I'm looking forward to him explaining more about how he's going to convert this interview into a video. And so I'm looking forward to this interview now. And so let's welcome Jim Bannon.
Well, thank you, Carmelita. Can you hear me?
Yes, I hear you well.
All right. Well, Eric and James just did the unforgivable on the RBL podcast.
Oh, my God.
They brought on a young, good-looking guy, Dante, and now us old farts have got to compete with that. That's
difficult. Well, leave me out of the old part.
No, you're beautiful as well. Yes. All these young people. James and I are feeling terrible.
Oh, no. But, you know, I happen to know Dante Obligacion. As a matter of fact, he's one of the first people that I met when I became friends with Eric and his dad, Jim. I mean, we go way back. In fact, Dante's also had me interviewed as well on the red carpet.
Well, I'd love to have him a guest on my podcast.
Mm-hmm.
So go ahead. The floor is yours. What would you like to know?
Well, actually, the floor is yours. And we had a wonderful conversation, as I mentioned, to our listening audience this morning. And there's just so much we can talk about. But I would like for you to explain to them what your best or most invention, I would call it invention because that's what you are an inventor, the most significant in your opinion that you do.
Yeah, Eric was the speaker at 6 o'clock and I was the speaker at 5 o'clock at the Mega Mix Expo, and
mm-hmm.
I spent $7,600 on a first class airfare ticket from China to have 1,000 Magic Cubes shipped presentation. And Raziel, my supplier, worked miracles. What it is, it's a 4-inch Magic Cube. It's a stress reliever. So how many panels are on a cube, Carmelita?
Oh, you're asking the worst person in the world when it comes to the math. But most cubes have 4.
How about 6? You got 4 sides, the top and a bottom,
exactly,
right?
Exactly.
Well, what I had China do was print a call to action symbol on each of those 6 sides. So when you scan them with your smartphone, you get a totally different digital experience. One panel might be your podcast. The next panel might be a YouTube video. The next panel might be a PowerPoint presentation. The next panel might be a girl I'm trying to date singing. The next panel might be a national campaign program that I'm running, and it's a candidate donation form. All there in the palm of your hand. It only took 13 years to develop.
Hmm. Wow, that is really amazing. And it is an actual cube that you can hold in your hands?
Yeah, and it's supposed to be a squeeze toy. They didn't do the formulation right on the first order. I've got another 1,000 ordered, but it's going to be just as bad because the price difference between a real squeezable versus the semi-squeezable is considerable. And I got to keep the cost down because we're going to be using hundreds of thousands of these in the November 5th election.
Oh, really? Wow.
Yep.
And how do you order it?
Go to my website, which is ROI for return on investment, and then track without the K, TRAC.com, / in the numeral 2, P for Papa, M for Mary, X for X-ray, 4. So it's ROITRAC.com/2PMX4, and you can learn all about it. And
okay.
At the top is my podcast with Beverly. So I am all about Easy Way Network. I think it's the greatest platform on earth.
I agree, and I've been on the platform now on the Easy Way train since 2016. And it's really been quite a ride.
That was the first year I got involved in politics. I ran the sheriff's race in Pinell County, which is the second largest in Arizona. And I'm proud that during the year when all of the ugliness came out, that I never said a negative word during the whole campaign. And the guy that I lost to has become kind of nationally famous. He's got 3 TV shows. He is the sheriff. And over the last 6 years, we've developed a real friendship and mutual admiration. That's how politics ought to be run. His name is Sheriff Mark Lamb, and his TV shows are on A&E, Fridays with Frank, 60 Days In, and he's one of the 6 police departments on Live PD.
And what position was that? What seat was that that you ran for?
Sheriff.
You ran for sheriff?
I ran the current assistant sheriff. Her name was Kay Dixon, and as Mark would agree, she was the most qualified. She was the first female officer in Maricopa. She had a master's in criminology. Did I say she was a cute blonde? That too. She was 31 years in law enforcement, FBI SWAT trained, and controlled the second largest budget in the county, and we lost.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. Well, at least you're still friends with your opponent who's, that is the way it should work, you know. There was a time when people shook hands, when the boxing match, and then they came out swinging. I don't know if they shake hands anymore. I haven't seen a boxing match in a long time, so I don't know what they do.
Well, we're going to bring positivity to the elections. I happen to be on 3 committees of Country1ST.com. We are 300,000 members strong. We are the only 501(c) nonpartisan candidate training program in America. We welcome Democrats, Republicans, Independents, Undecided, everybody except the criminal MAGA on the right.
Oh, now that's what I'm talking about. We got to do what we can to save democracy, because otherwise, God knows what we would be in for, if things go in the wrong direction. This MAGA thinking, unfortunately, they're not even including the legitimate Republicans. I have a lot of Republican friends. I go both sides of the fence, because I believe we all come from the same creator, and we all believe the same. We all bleed the same color. I don't care what side of the fence you're on. And we all have the same needs. I mean, we all have to provide food on the table, a shelter over our head. We want to be loved, have a family, you know, even if it's not your own, you can create your own family of friends. I mean, you know, it's that's what it's all about is relationships with one another. And I do believe that we as human beings create heaven or hell for one another. So,
well, I
you know,
agree. And you and I talked, you know,
mm-hmm.
we've got to have God first, and then
mm-hmm.
we've got to love our fellow man and woman and do everything we can to make their life better. And I do own the hashtag 41 Angel, which is very prominent on Facebook, hashtag 41 Angel. And that's
mm-hmm.
my daughter who died at 38 of cancer. And on her deathbed, she said two things. She said, Daddy, the most proud thing in my life, and she was a licensed clinical social worker, she said, Daddy, I just became an angel for a girl in California, part of this ImmermanAngels.org that gets half the profits of my company. They believe that any cancer anywhere in the world, they match a cancer fighter with a cancer survivor of the same exact profile. So on her bed, she was bragging about that. The next thing she said is, Daddy, you got a lot of experience and contacts. I want you to pay it forward with random acts of kindness. And that's what I do with my call to action symbol, because it can take any business and make them much more profitable. Thus, the ROI, the first three letters, return on investment. And I'm trying to convince Eric to use call to action symbols that work versus what he's using, which is created by freebie software by amateurs who don't know what they're doing. And it is a naked and alone QR code, and it fails about 20 to 70% of the time. So I'm very passionate about teaching people how professionals do it.
Well, Eric is what I consider a creative genius too. So whatever, if you can take it to another level, I don't know if we could stand it, but I'm sure that you can do something, because no matter how much anybody knows, we can all learn. We're all here students in the big, gigantic classroom called Earth.
Paul, God bless you. You know, I formed a board of directors, and Eric's on it, on April 8th. There were 22 people in that meeting. I am going to make every one of them a millionaire. And you know what came out of the meeting, totally impromptu, that everyone, every diverse business, we all had one common passion, and that is to improve education throughout the world, all of us. And if we focus on education, we will love each other. We will be able to professionally express ourselves. We'll be able to have differences of opinion and still reflect and respect the person that we're dealing with. Man, this would be a whole lot better world than the divisiveness that we've got with criminals all over the place, right?
Exactly, especially if they're trying to run for president. But anyway, I want to thank you for being a wonderful guest, and knowledge is power, and thank you.
My pleasure. I've been watching you and admiring you for quite a while, and James, we got to quit bringing these good-looking young guys on board. You got to stop that.
Well, James just was the recipient of the first humanitarian award for the Honor Thy Father's Day. So he's really, really to be congratulated, too.
Absolutely. And the other thing I really admire of him, this Better Vision for Children, I happen to humbly be the new communications director for the largest philanthropic organization in the world called Lions Club. And Helen Keller challenged us to support youth and eyesight when she addressed our convention in 1925. We now have 1.5 million members, 49,000 chapters, a seat on the United Nations, and I'm leading a program that is the most effective socio-emotional learning program for at-risk youth. So that's our new vision, our new mission, and I invite everybody to check out their local Lions Club, and I'm going to do everything I can to support James and his very worthwhile charity.
Absolutely. Okay, Jim, thanks again. We finally got a chance to meet. Thank you.
God bless you.
Another awesome segment by Carmelita's Corner. And always a pleasure to have you, Jim. Your technology is amazing, and we will be getting some great stuff moving.
Yeah.
I definitely recommend, Jim, guys, go to the Easy Way Wall of Fame, go to his profile. There's now a new Buy Now button, and you can actually get his technology. And, Dad, I'm so excited on the new technology, the new update that we've done, this Buy Now button.
Oh, that's a game changer, yeah. And, yeah, I want to thank Carmelita for having Jim on. He's a tech guy. He's got a lot of energy. And, you know, people like this are game changers. And, yes, now with your Buy Now edition, it makes things easier for people to, when they see something they like, and you have so much out there to gain access to it, it's beneficial for the people involved. Big time.
Not to mention, we just did another update on the members directory. If you go to the Easy Way Wall of Fame, go to members, you'll see now that the VIP members are on there. So there's a VIP badge, a silver badge, a gold badge, and a platinum badge, and you can differentiate between the members. But when you become a member, and you know, we don't talk about this enough, but I wanted to really kind of talk about some of the featured features and benefits that we have on Easy Way Network. You get put on the first, second, and third page to 3,000 something members, and the platform is getting over 10 million viewers in total. So there's a lot of traffic, you know, coming in, and it makes it so much more simpler now to find your niche market. And if you click on categories, you can literally go to marketing and find out all of the marketing experts that we have. You can find all the experts in our network by simply going by category now, and we made it so simple to do that. If you need a speaker for your event, go on to speakers. You need coaches that can help you.
Exactly.
Go to filmmakers, podcasters. Well, I tell people all the time, if you want to get exposure, go to the Wall of Fame, click on podcasters, and these are all the people, whether they have a podcast on our network or they have their own podcast, but these are all the people that have podcasts. And if you click on podcast, I couldn't believe this, Dad. There's literally close to 90-something podcasters in as far as the category goes, and we're going to continue to grow that. And every one of them are eventually going to be – yeah, and then you can also click on membership level now too and go to which level – if you want to go to. So we made it so much more simpler for you to find that value. And there's a donate button as well. So thank you, Jim, for the kind words on the Better Vision for Children organization that we do have.
What
and
a
that
platform.
Is...
That's an amazing platform. And you're talking about beneficial, we can resource each other. And with the power you have as far as outreach, I mean, you're an amazing interactive outreaching person. It's just beyond belief.
You know, someone called me, Dad, an outreach connoisseur. I like that one.
Oh,
I was like,
yeah.
Or a contacts connoisseur. I say
people come to the table that are known and in this industry, and they've got big groups and everything, and they're blown away by what you have, and you find out, and you're anxious to talk to them, and you find out that they've been a fan of yours for 5-10 years.
Yeah, I've noticed that. But I mean, we've been around for over 20 years. I mean, I don't know how many events we've gone to and how long we've been doing this, but it's great that the brand's gotten out there and with high quality people on the network. I want to also remind everybody, we're going to have a quick little commercial break here. The pitch party is coming up in July. We are going to do a 4th of July pitch party. We've had over 27 new registrants already to that. So we're going to blow it up. We're going to make the fireworks happen. We're going to celebrate America. We're going to do a lot of, it's going to be a special edition. And it's going to be a little bit shorter too. Cause I know a lot of people want to.
Mm-hmm. Why don't we do it at the Waldorf Astoria down by the ocean?
Well, we can, I mean, what we do this global, I mean, that's one of the things that I'm glad that you brought that up, because I do want to start doing live events that allows people to buy tickets, fly in and do it live, or also at the same time get on Zoom and have a big screen of hundreds of people to either pitch on Zoom or pitch live on stage. And we're getting ready to do that with the Hills Hotel pretty soon. So, you know, mark that on your calendar. That's going to be pretty incredible. And wait until you find out, like, the people that we have on board to the Mega Pitch Party and what we're doing. But if you don't know about the Mega Pitch Party, we're going to go to a quick commercial break. And then when we come back, we have some really amazing updates. The magazine's coming out, Easy Way News, go subscribe. But I'm going to give you guys a little insight on the training that we're doing to really teach you how to leverage and use your Easy Way profile. We'll be right back.
Hey guys, all right, so make sure you join us twice a month every other Thursday for our Easy Way Family Pitch Party, where you'll get to pitch your purpose to gain more followers to your Easy Way Wall of Fame profile. Don't have an Easy Way profile? Make sure you visit easywaywalloffame.com and create your profile. The way this works is you post on your profile whatever it is that you're promoting. So when you pitch it on our main stage with 50 to 150 members every other Thursday, you will get more promotion to your profile, and then that traffic will go to your website or social media. You also get to share the stage with our celebrity speaking guests like Kevin Sorbo, Ken Davidian, Bill Walsh, Omar Perryu, Judge Joe Brown, just to name a few. And let's not forget our members' favorite moment of the evening, our Wheel of Opportunity, where you'll get to spin to win up to $10,000 in marketing and brand development prizes. Interested? Visit letter E, letter Z, EZWayFamily.com. Register for free and check out what all the excitement and buzz is about. We'll see you there. You know what? Let's just make this a little easier on you.
Yes, you can text Easy Way to the number 59925 if you want to get involved with anything that you hear on the show. And this is the portion of the show that we're really highlighting and spotlighting our members that we so appreciate. And these are the people that you want to connect with, starting with our platinum member, Susan Postnikoff, who's a speaker and an author. Jackie Harris, who's an author and entrepreneur, credit card trading lady. Beverly Zimet, who has metaverses and a podcast on our network. Carmelita Pittman, who you just heard from the Radio Boomers Live show. Lorna Sherlin, Daniel Sternklar, who does metaverses as well, and video push-to-purchase technology. Qigong Master, Teresa Yang, gold members. The Soul Foundation, which is a homeless charity that we work with. Jim Bannon, who you guys just heard from, who is a call-to-action specialist. Jason Spann, music and business, has a podcast on the network. Terry Gonzalez, who does ASEA with special water, healing water. And Mona Tenjo, who's a tech trainer specialist, as well as Sports and Tacos, who's one of our podcast shows that if you're into sports. Victoria Sanchez, who is a trauma reversal expert. Albert Corey, who is a tax expert. Sharla Anderson, who's a speaker and author. John Michael Ferrari, who's a performer and speaker, award winner. Davida Shensky, who is a disabled coach that helps people that are disabled. Jacqueline Price, which is a water specialist for health. Deborah Paulson, who's a filmmaker and music professional. Zolita Grant, who's another expert coach. George Marcus, who's an entrepreneur and business owner. Heidi Drummond, who's an entrepreneur and business owner. Mark Gerard, who has over 500 groups on WhatsApp. Rico Cavella, who's a health coach specialist. Sean Smiley, which is employee retention tax credits. And Denise Estelle, the founder of the Honor Thy Father Awards. And now I'm proud to also announce our VIP members are now on the Easy Way Wall of Fame. So you definitely want to take a look at easywaynetworking.com and become a VIP member. Wendy Weber, the Songbird Lady, Regina Andler, speaker and author, a speaker extraordinaire with the Speakers Cruise, Orly Amore, Timothy Malberry, which is speaker and author, Tim Coach Papa Stewart, which was referred by Jim Bannon. Thank you, Jim, who is a brain specialist and coach, and Andrea Badger, who's another coach and amazing specialist. And we just so appreciate our members, and we consider them. I mean, you know, when you become a member, you pretty much kind of become a sponsor of the network. So you're going to see all of them, and you can learn so much more on Easy Way News, which takes you to their profile. So definitely take a look at those featured members. And we do have training happening now. So today, actually, Monday, 7:30 tonight, if you want to learn automation, you want to learn how to leverage Easy Way, you want to learn really, you want to meet some amazing people and really learn how to make money with our platform and how to build affiliates and how to be successful with your affiliate pipeline with our system, the training is crucial, guys. You want to go to your dashboard on Easy Way Network and go to training and sign up for that training. Every Monday, 7:30, shout outs to Empress and Carlos. They're doing a great, great job. And we're getting ready to do more trainings moving forward. So you want to make sure that you do that. I want to also mention podcasting. If you have a podcast, you can put your podcast on our platform. Or if you want to get interviewed by our 50-something podcast, you can do that. All of this and so much more. The benefits are limitless when it comes to online marketing, branding, and business development on Easy Way Network. So create your free account, easywaynetwork.com. And the invite code is Easy Way because we are a private network. So, Dad, we got to get out of here. And actually, we got an important call. I'm going
to
bring you
rock
on.
And roll. Wow.
Talk about Better Vision for Children. Yes, yes. And Better Vision for Children, guys, is our beneficiary and sponsor for all of our network. Every show we have, everything we do, we support kids and their vision, goals, and dreams, and their actual eye testing and their physical vision. So please look up
bvccharity.org.
Dad, never interrupt me when I'm giving the website so people can go turn around. bvccharity.org.
BBC is Better Vision for Children. Basically, we bring awareness. Only 50% of the parents out there have their children tested. So we reach out to the schools and to parents through the daycare centers and so on and so forth. And then we also support the step two would be the testing and the research facilities that, you know, follow through with the testing and do the research and for amblyopia and myopia. And that's our part one for the actual eye vision. Part two is bringing a brighter awareness to a future for foster children and other privileged children. And by doing field trips, taking them out and learning hands-on experience with various employments. You know, it could be a research facility. It could be a fire department. They talk to the people that work at the fire department or a dental facility or an engineering firm, whatever. They get an outlook on what it would be like going into that field. And then we're also going to work with etiquette and different forms of, you know, or learn how to golf. They might do business on the golf course. We'll take them to a driving range. Just well-rounded in chess, etiquette, all, you know, and plus employment. So they'll have booklets and brochures after each instructional period. And then that will be shared to other foster kids and people in their communities. So that's basically
what I have to say, too, Dan. I'm really excited about some of these doctors and some of these people that we're getting involved with. And Jim actually just told us about an organization that has to do with molecular degeneration, and they've found a solution.
Right.
And I mean, there's so many different conversations we're having that's helping kids and the youth and young men and women with their vision, period. And so, guys, please make sure you make a donation to bvccharity.org. Email us and let us know that you made that donation, easywayfamily@gmail.com. And then $50 or more, we will interview you and spotlight you. And we're even getting ready to do it with Easy Way News now, too. So if you donate $200 or more, we will actually interview you and put you on Easy Way News. And this is normally a $1,500 value. So we want to get as much donations as possible. We are really working hard on this cause to help these kids and the youth. And if you guys have anything to help Better Vision for Children, if you think that you can help support this cause, email bvc@bettervisionforchildren.org, bvc@bettervisionforchildren.org. We look forward to hearing from you. All right, thanks so much for tuning in, guys. If you want to be a guest, you can always go to easywaypodcast.com. We definitely want to hear from you. We appreciate you guys, and we'll catch you guys next show, 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, every Monday morning. And we'll catch you guys next week. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Dante Obligation and Jim Bannon for being on.
Thank you for listening to Radio Boomers Live with your hosts, Aretha Gray, star Betty White's Off Their Rockers, and EZ's dad, Jim Zulli. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter at Radio Boomers Live. Radio Boomers Live is brought to you by the Easy Way Broadcasting Network.
Thank you for listening to Radio Boomers Live, also known as RBL, with your hosts, James and Eric Zulli. Be sure and visit EasyWayNetwork.com, that's letter E, letter Z, EasyWayNetwork.com to get access to our influencers and get promoted to over 500,000 visitors per month. Remember, Radio Boomers Live airs every Monday, 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Don't forget to download our app on any mobile device, Google Play or Apple Store, by searching Easy Way Family. That's letter E, letter Z, Easy Way Family. Subscribe to our show at EasyWayPodcast.com.
Okay, Eric, great show. Till next Monday morning, keep moving, keep the faith, and Radio Boomers Live is signing out.
The opinions, beliefs, and viewpoints expressed on today's radio show and their guests do not necessarily reflect the opinions, beliefs, and viewpoints of Easy Way Broadcasting.